Introduction, how to write an argumentative essay. Many writers think that writing an argumentative essay is a difficult task. However, you can write an essay easily if you conduct research with dedication. The purpose is to convince the reader for or against a particular topic. Moreover, it is vital to support your reasoning with evidence. Researchers and students mainly write this type of essay. To make it easy for writers, we will provide you with a practical approach to craft an informative essay. Let's learn how to construct opinions that are both clear and insightful. What is an argumentative essay? An argumentative essay allows you to express your viewpoint and engage with opposing perspectives. You can convince your readers to see things from your perspective. Also, it gives the power to the writer to acknowledge the readers. Students are the primary users of this type of essay writing. So, they need to learn how to write an essay without any trouble. Importance of argumentative essays. They serve as a tool to settle disputes and uncover the truths. Usually, instructors assign this type of essay writing to teach the students. Also, students can learn to examine their ideas carefully and methodically. Through this process, argument teaches us how to evaluate conflicting claims and judge evidence and methods of investigation. Create an outline. The primary step in the writing process of an essay is to ensure the outline and structure of the essay are logical. Moreover, it must allow the reader to follow the reasoning of the writer easily. It includes the following. Introduction. The introduction must grab the attention of the readers and provide contextual information. You should outline the evidence you will present and state your arguments. In addition, you can start with a compelling sentence and query-based questions. Also, as a writer, you must address the importance of the topics to readers and discuss the main issues. Body paragraphs. The body paragraph of an essay must logically connect to the topic sentence. Each body paragraph should focus on a specific idea, provide evidence, and explore different perspectives on the topic. Also, statistics should be included to provide a clear picture. Pro tip, you can perform statistical analysis to verify the accuracy of any statistics before including them. Counterargument. A counterargument is an acknowledgement of challenges encountered by a writer with evidence. Moreover, it presents thoughts that either refute or support. It serves to demonstrate critical thinking skills and a thorough know-how of the topic. Also, it strengthens your position as a writer when you address solid objections. Rebuttals in an essay are responses to opposing viewpoints. When you write rebuttals, you have to address and conflict counterarguments that someone might make against your position. So, this process ensures your argument by showing that you have considered different perspectives. Further, you have to point out the reasons why they are not valid or strong points. A good rebuttal uses evidence and logic. Finally, you have to write why their opinion is incorrect or less convincing. Conclusion. The conclusion is one of the primary components. It summarizes the essay into the critical points presented throughout the body paragraphs. Some writers select personal narratives to conclude the topic. You can read our blog on how to write a conclusion for better understanding. Writing process. Writing an essay involves several vital steps to ensure clarity, coherence, completeness, and persuasiveness. Here's a breakdown of the process. 1. Brainstorming. First, you need to research your topic to generate ideas. Then, you can choose strong points to support your argument. For this, you need to think critically to come up with new ideas. 2. Preparing. After you have brainstormed what you will be writing, you have to gather evidence, facts, and ideas related to your topic. So, do research from reliable sources. Then, create an outline to structure your essay logically. 3. Drafting/writing. Are you done preparing? Now, it's time to pick up the pen and start writing. Introduce your argument. Each paragraph should focus on one main point supporting your argument with evidence. Also, you need to acknowledge and address opposing viewpoints. Moreover, it is vital to summarize your main points and restate your argument. Do not forget to ensure your ideas are clear and supported by evidence. To improve your essay, add, remove, correct, and rephrase text as needed. reorganize ideas for better flow. Revising also means you must check for plagiarism using a plagiarism checker and ensure logical consistency. 5. Proofreading. Proofreading is where you carefully read your essay to identify and fix errors in grammar, spelling, punctuation, and formatting. If you don't have much time to proofread your essay, you can use proofreading services to write a perfect essay. They will exclusively focus on fixing mistakes. As a result, your essay will be perfect and ready to submit. Types of argumentative essay. There are several types of arguments. Each has its own approach in order to present and defend a position. The main types include classical. Classical essay is like the normal way of arguing. You state your position clearly. Then, back it up with facts and reasons. Also, consider the arguments of the other side. Later, restate your position even more strongly. Rogerian. Rogerial is all about finding common ground. You explain both sides of an issue reasonably. Then, you try to find a solution that works for everyone. In this type, you will break your argument down into 6 parts. Your main point. The evidence that supports it. Why that evidence matters. Additional facts. How strong is your argument? How do you address any counterarguments? It's like building a super strong argument, brick by brick. Examples of argumentative essays. Example 1, the benefits of remote work. Remote work has become increasingly popular, and for good reason. One significant benefit is the improved work-life balance. Employees save time and money by not commuting, allowing more time for family and personal interests. This leads to higher job satisfaction and productivity. Additionally, remote work reduces the need for office space, saving companies money on rent and utilities. This cost saving can be redirected to employee benefits, such as better healthcare or higher salaries. Moreover, remote work opens up opportunities for businesses to hire talent from around the world, not just from their local area. This diversity fosters innovation and brings new perspectives to the team. Critics argue that remote work can lead to isolation and hinder collaboration. However, with modern technology like video conferencing and collaborative tools, teams can stay connected and work effectively. In conclusion, the benefits of remote work far outweigh the drawbacks. Companies should embrace this trend to improve employee satisfaction, save costs, and access a global talent pool. Example 2, the importance of renewable energy. Renewable energy is crucial for a sustainable future. Unlike fossil fuels, renewable energy sources like wind, solar, and hydropower are abundant and environmentally friendly. They produce little to no greenhouse gases, reducing our carbon footprint. Moreover, and combating climate change. Renewable energy is becoming more cost-effective. Advances in technology have decreased the cost of solar panels and wind turbines. This makes renewable energy a viable option for both individuals and businesses. Investing in renewable energy also creates jobs in manufacturing, installation, and maintenance. Opponents argue that renewable energy is unreliable because it depends on weather conditions. However, energy storage solutions, like batteries, are improving. This makes it possible to store energy for later use. Governments and businesses need to invest in these technologies to ensure a stable and sustainable energy supply. In conclusion, transitioning to renewable energy is essential for environmental protection and economic growth. The benefits far outweigh the challenges, making it a necessary step toward a sustainable future. Example 3, the case for universal basic income. Universal basic income, UBI, is a policy where the government provides all citizens with a set amount of money regularly. Supporters argue that UBI can reduce poverty and inequality. People can afford basic necessities like food, housing, and healthcare by giving everyone a financial safety net. Additionally, UBI can stimulate the economy. With extra money, people are more likely to spend on goods and services, boosting businesses and creating jobs. UBI also gives people the freedom to pursue education, start businesses, or engage in creative activities without the fear of financial instability. Critics claim that UBI is too expensive and discourages work. However, studies show that most people use UBI to improve their lives, not to avoid work. Funding UBI can come from restructuring existing welfare programs and implementing fair tax policies. In conclusion, universal basic income has the potential to reduce poverty, stimulate the economy, and provide financial security. It is a forward-thinking solution that addresses the challenges of modern economies and technology. This article explained how to write an essay that argues a point. Further, it's helpful for students who want to get better at expressing their ideas in a way that convinces others. The article gives tips on how to structure your essay, why it's essential, and how to make your arguments strong. Also, it talks about how to plan your essay logically, use good evidence, and address opposing viewpoints. There are even examples of different essays so you can see how to make well-researched and fair arguments. If you still struggle to write an essay, you can contact Journal Publisher to help you in your academic journey.